Hi, everybody. My name is Shauna, and this is the American English Podcast. My goal here is to teach you the English spoken in the United States through common expressions, pronunciation tips, and interesting cultural snippets or stories. I hope to keep this fun, useful, and interesting. Let's do it. Hi, everyone. In this audio recording, you'll learn the correct pronunciation of all 50 U.S. states. By correct, I mean you'll learn the way that the majority of Americans would pronounce these state names. The reason for this particular episode now is that I've recently noticed recurring mistakes among non-native speakers when pronouncing these names. This is completely understandable and not your fault, by the way, given that some state names have very strange spelling. Others, you simply need to hear at least once in order to know how to pronounce them. So that's what we're going to do in today's episode. Just listen as I read through the state names slowly. I'll point out common errors, and I'll break each name down into its individual syllables for clarity. If you want to make the most of this episode, I highly recommend grabbing a pen and paper and writing the state names down phonetically as I say them. In other words, you don't need to spell the state name correctly, just spell it how it sounds. I'd also recommend capitalizing the stressed syllable or marking it so that you know how to recreate the accurate pronunciation after the episode is over. Ready for it? Let's do it! Alabama. Alabama. Alaska. Alaska. Arizona. Arizona. Arkansas. Arkansas. It looks like Arkansas, but the S at the end is silent. So Arkansas. California. California. Colorado. Colorado. Connecticut. Connecticut. It looks like Connecticut, but there's also a silent C in the middle. So Connecticut. That T in the center becomes a D. Delaware. Delaware. Florida. Florida. The sound of the I is very, very subtle. Georgia. Georgia. Hawaii. 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 Idaho. Idaho. Illinois. Illinois. It's spelled Illinois, but that S at the end is silent. So Illinois. Indiana. Indiana. Iowa. Iowa. Kansas. Kansas. Kentucky. Kentucky. Louisiana. Louisiana. Maine. Maine. Maryland. Maryland. Massachusetts. Massachusetts. Michigan. Michigan. That CH has an SH sound. Shh, shh. Michigan. Minnesota. 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 Mississippi. Mississippi. Missouri. Missouri. Montana. Montana. Nebraska. Nebraska. That N-E at the beginning sounds like nuh, not ne. Nebraska. Stress on that second syllable. Same with Nevada. 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 New Hampshire. New Hampshire. New Jersey. New Jersey. New Mexico. New Mexico. New York. New York. Be sure to stress York and not new. I've had a lot of students say New York, but it's New York. North Carolina. North Carolina. North Dakota. North Dakota. Ohio. Ohio. Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Oregon. Oregon. Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. Rhode Island. Rhode Island. South Carolina. South Carolina. South Dakota. South Dakota. Tennessee. Tennessee. Texas. Texas. Utah. Utah. Vermont. Vermont. Virginia. Virginia. Washington. Washington. West Virginia. West Virginia. Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Wyoming. Wyoming. That's it for this mini pronunciation exercise. But before we wrap this up, I'd like to note the importance of listening when learning English. In English, unlike in other languages, the spelling of a word does not always determine the way the word is pronounced. That is why spelling competitions, called spelling bees, are very common in the US. Native speakers can be tricked by spelling too, but fortunately for us and our social lives, exposure to spoken English reinforces accurate pronunciation and, of course, allows us to communicate. If we learned just through reading, we'd speak our own language horribly. Now, as a learner of English, listening to spoken English also reinforces accurate pronunciation. It creates an awareness of sounds. As a teacher, it's become very easy to spot when a new student doesn't listen to much spoken English. For example, if basic words are mispronounced. To me, vegetable has three syllables. Veg-ta-ble. The second E in the word is silent. Students who learned the word through reading and did not hear it spoken would say vegetable as four syllables. The correct pronunciation, once again, is vegetable. Vegetable. Same thing goes for chocolate. You know, that yummy brown stuff that you put on ice cream or that you eat by itself, made from cacao. Chocolate, to me, has two syllables. Chocolate. The second O you see when the word is written is silent. So if you learned through reading, you might say chocolate as three syllables and not chocolate. Family, same thing. Family has two syllables. There's a silent I in the middle, family. These are just a few random examples of mispronouncing basic words. Another big way to spot when a learner heavily focuses on reading skills over listening is when ED endings are pronounced very poorly. For example, I may hear a student say, "I stopped at the grocery store," or "I worked in a restaurant." Whereas a native speaker would say, "I stopped at the grocery store," or "I worked in a restaurant." "I stopped at the grocery store," or "I worked in a restaurant." Did you notice how I linked the ED ending to the vowel that followed? Stopped at the grocery store, or "I worked in a restaurant." Linking is crucial to the American English accent. It creates a flow to speech. People who listen often subconsciously learn the rules of linking, and in effect, they don't need to study things like ED endings so intensely. I'd like for you to think of listening like ear training. A trained ear should be able to understand faster English because it becomes familiar with linking, so the way we connect words within a sentence. A trained ear will also be familiar with word and syllable stress and get a good idea about how to pronounce unstressed syllables. Pronouncing unstressed syllables as a in American English is very common. In fact, if you capitalized the stressed syllables or marked them in the state names I pronounced, you'll be able to analyze what happens to unstressed syllables. For example, Arizona. We don't say Arizona because the I is not stressed. Arizona. Same with California. California. Oregon is not pronounced Oregon because the last syllable is unstressed. The O simply turns to an U sound. Pretty cool, right? If this seems challenging right now or you feel overwhelmed, don't worry. First of all, listen regularly. As I mentioned before, listening creates awareness and will give you a good ear or a trained ear. However, if you feel like you need guidance to recognize certain patterns in spoken English, such as stressed and unstressed syllables, word stress, linking, and glottal stops, or just the pronunciation of different vowel combinations, I've made the American Accent course available for free to all individuals that sign up to the monthly membership. The course contains videos and exercises that will force you to focus on the challenging aspects of the American English accent and will help you build a foundation on which your future listening will be more productive. You'll know the rules and spot them when you hear them. If you're interested in getting this limited time offer, you can get more information on it by clicking on the American English Accent course within the episode description. Until then, keep studying, stay safe, and we'll talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the American English Podcast. Remember, it's my goal here to not only help you improve your listening comprehension, but to show you how to speak like someone from the States. If you want to receive the full transcript for this episode, or you just want to support this podcast, make sure to sign up to premium content on AmericanEnglishPodcast.com. Thanks, and hope to see you soon.